welcome to Podcast Versus Play, episode 114. I'm one of your hosts, Cal, and alongside me, as always, is the tallest pirate in history. It's Captain Blue Balls himself. It's only Dan.
You are,
indeed. You all right?
Yeah, I'm tired, you're real.
Yeah, Dan has literally just woken up and after a long, hard day. And I am currently suffering with probably the worst recorded case of man flu in history.
Probably.
So apologies that I sound ridiculous and I'll probably be sniffling and stuff. So
You've got like a sexy Barry White voice kind of thing going on though.
Hey. Welcome to Podcast Versus Player.
You get a bit Terry Wogan then.
Yeah. Oh no, it's the fucking blooper reel all over again.
Oh no.
Would you like some news to relieve me of my illness? I don't think
if
it will.
If that's how it works, then
yeah,
sure.
I think by the time
to help.
By the time we've got through it, I should be well. Are you a fan of Nintendo mini consoles, Dan?
No.
So, this is odd because you was going to buy the Mini NES.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Well, no. It's just that you know reality sets in and you suddenly realise
the reality.
What the fuck was I thinking? You are my reality. You're my only reality.
Well, Dan, for fans of Nintendo mini consoles, they may be interested in some new rumours circulating the interweb, as Nintendo has trademarked a new listing and, if the leak is proven true, shows an image of an original Game Boy, albeit likely added with new features. Nintendo filed a trademark in Japan on September 15th that is leading some to speculate that the mini Game Boy console release could be on the horizon. Nintendo's trademark included an image resembling the company's original handheld gaming device, and it was filed under categories for, quote, programs for household video game machines, household video games, as well as merchandise categories like keychains, bag charms, cosmetic tools, and clothing. I assume it will be not too small, but mini enough to be considered a mini console, be it, obviously, it's a handheld. Yeah. And I imagine it will come loaded with all your favourite Game Boy games of old, probably not including Pokemon.
Yeah, or it'll just have one of those cartridges that had like 1,001 games on it.
That's just opening themselves up to piracy and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, saying that though, there's plenty of videos of the new SNES Mini that's already been hacked and people have like loaded on like hundreds of SNES games. So, be that as well. What is also annoying is the SNES Mini is the exact same insides as the NES Mini. They've just changed the case.
Yeah, well, there's hardly like you don't need. It's not going to be like an increase in technology between one and the other. They're both garbage by today's standards.
Well, yeah, considering all these games can be played, not condoned, obviously, but they can all be played on a phone. And in some cases, a calculator.
Yeah.
So, make that what you will. Mm. But yeah, I thought that was a bit of a cheap move, especially as it was, A, more expensive to buy, and it had less games than the NES Mini.
It's all nostalgia. That's all people are paying
it
for.
It is. I mean, I actually walked past a Cash Converters last weekend, I think it was, and they had an actual SNES for sale with like a bunch of games. I think there was about four. It just caught my eye as I was walking past. I didn't intend to purchase or anything. I was like, ooh, a SNES. I looked. £170.
Christ almighty.
£170.
Like, Cash Converters, what they're playing at.
I could buy like nearly three SNES Minis for that.
Yeah. You could get an Xbox One for that.
But yeah, you could, to be fair. You could get a second-hand PS4. Yeah. You're halfway to a Switch.
Yeah, insane. Which will have most of them available on it anyway.
Yeah, but you got to buy them, Dan. Off the old virtual console.
I'm sorry, but there should be like a statute of limitation when it comes to buying old games like that. Like, after every sort of decade that passes, like 50% of its price has to drop.
Well, to be fair, Nintendo games never lose value. It's not like FIFA and Call of Duty and stuff that's available and everything else, and there's a new one every year. I mean, you could go in and buy, say, Mario Galaxy on the Wii, you can go into Game or something, and it's still probably about 20 or 30 quid. Because they can't charge that much money, because you can't buy it on anything else.
Supply and demand.
It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, and actually, a lot of people. I mean, I know I've held on to Nintendo games, A, because they are fun to go back and play, but also they do retain their resale value. That's just how it is. I don't know why it doesn't work the same way for like Uncharted and Halo and stuff, because it's essentially the same thing.
They're AAA games, but they pass in time, don't they?
Yeah,
then they can't be considered classics on the day they come out.
Well, saying that, I suppose you could also go on the principle that, granted, there is, like, you've got your Mario and Sonic at the Olympics and stuff, but, I mean, Mario Odyssey is the first proper Mario game since, technically, Mario Sunshine, because Mario Galaxy, that was, it wasn't full open world. But Mario Sunshine on the GameCube was probably the last full open-world Mario game.
So it's just over 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not bad going, really.
Hmm.
Anyway, you don't care about that. I know what you care about, though, Dan.
Oh, go on.
The Shadow of Mordor review scores are in.
Shadow of War.
Shadow of War, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I have actually written... Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor.
Unless you are talking about the old one.
No, yeah, they've just come in. That
stats are in.
I apologise. Shadow of War, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor was a surprise hit when it launched in 2014, and I believe, Dan, we actually put it up for Game of the Year.
I think I went Alien Isolation. I think that year,
possibly.
But...
yeah, I'm 90% sure one of us did.
Don't forget, though, that I also got it about 2 years after it came out, and I was like, why the fuck did I not buy this when it came out?
It was great, though. Anyway, 3 years later, its sequel, Middle-Earth Shadow of War, is about to launch, and it seems to be going down well with the critics. So I'm not going to go into what everyone said. I've just rounded up a bunch of scores, and I'm going to go, Dan, what do you think of this? So, Dan, what do you think of this? GameSpot okay. Gave it 7 out of 10. IGN gave it 9 out of 10. Polygon, 7.5 out of 10. Game Informer, 9.5 out of 10. At the time of writing, Eurogamer hadn't finished their review, so I've just put no score. Games Radar gave it 4.5 out of 5. PC Gamer gave it 73 out of 100. And US Gamer gave it 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
But yeah, so pretty good reviews so far. I did this yesterday, so I probably could have... checked in and updated these, but it is what it is. I can't see them changing too much. Polygons might have gone up to an 8.
Yeah, maybe. They might go up and down a point, maybe, but...
So far, so good. Doesn't seem to be winning people over like the first one did, because that was like universal, like 8s and 9s and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's basically the same thing, just more of it.
It's just a better cleanly, version, isn't it?
Yeah, more cleanly presented.
Speaking of... Shadow of War is out October 10th on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Speaking of reviews, though, Dan, the very first review for Super Mario Odyssey on the Nintendo Switch is out.
Let me guess. What's it out of?
This is done by Edge Magazine. They have got the exclusive. The review embargo isn't actually lifted for a few weeks, but Edge Magazine, which are basically... If you do well in Edge, you've done well.
Right.
But they've got the exclusive review, so there's when I think it went live today, or it's been leaked today, I cannot remember. So it's out of 10, Dan.
10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
I knew it.
So,
God, there's so much fucking blinkering that goes on with these kind of games.
Well, I'm happy, because if you recall back to any podcast where we've spoken about the Nintendo Switch, I was waiting for Super Mario Odyssey, so now I shall be getting a Switch.
But it's the same. It's like, you know, Breath of the Wild or Wind or whatever the fuck it was comes out. Everyone goes, oh my god, it's the best game that's ever been made. And it's just like, is it? Is it really?
I still stand, after having played both the Wii U version and Nintendo Switch version of Legend of Zelda, I still think, as they came out on the same day, I think Horizon's better.
Yeah.
I 100% I think it's better. However, that's not to say I wouldn't give Zelda a great score. I just think
no, not at all.
Horizon was a better game, and it was just, I don't know, like, without saying the same thing again, saying it's definitely the best Zelda I've played.
I'm sure it is. In fact, I'm almost positive that it probably is.
Yeah, it's great.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's better than everything else on the market. So by giving it 9s and 9.5s and 10s, I read that as this is an amazing game, yeah, rather than just of all the ones of this thing that have been made, this is the best one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then, like I say, everything would just be, assuming that they all, you know, it was just like an incremental rise. Everything would be, you know, you've got new Lord of the Rings, 10 out of 10. New South Park, yeah, 10 out of 10. New Call of Duty, 10 out of 10. It's like, because it's the best one so far. That's not how a scoring system should work. It should be a fair, impartial, you know, reasonable scale of it's not, you know, or it's shit. It's not well written. Glitchy as fuck. Like, an Assassin's Creed comes out, they don't say, well, it's better than all the other ones, so 9 out of 10. They'll say, okay, well, it's, you know, it's broken. It doesn't work properly, you know.
To be fair, whenever I talk about Syndicate, I mean, I actually had this conversation yesterday or the day before. Somebody said like they'd never played Assassin's Creed Syndicate, and the first thing I said was, "It's definitely the best Assassin's Creed so far." Like, Assassin's Creed 2 was my favourite, but I would say Syndicate's better than 2.
Yeah.
And it was really good, but I think that's more a. I know all the others have been pretty okay or shit or broken, and I think the easiest way to saying that it's good is going, it's definitely the best one so far.
Yeah.
But that's not a review of it. That's just going, two was my favourite, and I think this is better than two. I think that's just how the easiest way to explain something. Without going into, well, and then just reeling off a full, like a 10-page review of my favourite bits and the bits I didn't like and what I would change and improve and stuff.
But that is a review though. It's objectively saying, you know, it's not the animations are a bag of shit in it. That's not to say that the story's not good, but or, you know, or whatever it is.
Well, apparently after all the glitches and stuff were done, Assassin's Creed Unity turned out to be a pretty decent Assassin's Creed game. Mm. I didn't give it much of a go after. I was like, this is knackered.
I think Unity and Syndicate. I mean, I played Syndicate at yours, but I've. I think Unity is the only one that I've never actually touched.
The only one I'd never played, and it was free on PS Plus the other month, was I think it was called Freedom Cry, I want to say.
Oh, the pirate.
It's a cat.
It was like a pirate standoff, standalone thing.
Yeah, yeah. From
sort of based on Black Flag, I think.
Yeah, but that was really good. I did quite enjoy that, but I might have only enjoyed it because it was free. There is that as well.
Yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, it was all right, but. I think the one I'd hated the most was Revelations. I really couldn't get into Revelations at all.
Is that the one where they found out about the aliens and things?
Plus, I didn't even finish it.
Oh, right.
I tell you what annoyed me from the get-go is you play Ezio, like an old Ezio, and then like one of the opening things is this young guy, and he's like, yeah, it's Ezio, he's like the greatest assassin. I'm going to teach you how to climb a wall. It's like, fuck off. You've literally just said I'm the greatest assassin. Like, I know.
Is this the one with the where you're in the tank that Leonardo da Vinci makes?
Possibly. It's the one where I actually gave up on this part before I picked it up quite a bit later and did a bit more. But it's where you're holding onto the rope of like the horses, like horse and carts, nailing down this road, and you're like on the floor holding the rope, and you've got to climb up and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, it's a shit. I never played it for about 7 months.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it might have turned out to be alright, but I couldn't get into it. Anyway, that's that done. Mario got 10 out of 10.
But again, though, it's just sort of like, okay, so is that going to be better than Far Cry 5? Probably not.
I'd probably say it's a completely different game, isn't it? You can't say.
But that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. So, if Far Cry is the best Far Cry, and that gets 10 out of 10, that means that they're both on the same exceptional level.
I don't think they've gave Mario 10 out of 10 and gone, this is the best. This is a 10 out of 10 because it's the best Mario game. I think it's got 10 out of 10 because it's a good game.
Well, a good game doesn't get you a 10 out of 10.
Oh, a great, an amazing game.
A 10 out of 10 is like, it's there's not a single flaw with it. Which is why I'm super reluctant to ever say anything is completely flawless. Because everything's got some flaws with it.
Nothing.
But that's what I mean. It's like, it's the same as Zelda. They just go, no, it's amazing because it's Zelda. And it's just, well, like, it's like rose-tinted glasses that some people seem to be reviewing these kind of things with. Well,
I think a lot of people gave Breath of the Wild 10 out of 10. And whilst I haven't finished it, so I can't really give it a proper score, I wouldn't say it's a 10. I dare say I will probably agree with Mario Odyssey, as most Mario games I've massively enjoyed. With the exception of shitty spin-off like Mario Sonic at the Olympics. And I was never a massive Mario Party fan, but for the games that they are, I mean, Mario 64 is definitely a 10 out of 10. Mario Sunshine, I'd probably say 7 or 8 out of 10. Galaxy, probably 8 or 9. All the Mario Karts, I'd probably give a 9.
See, that's just fucking outrageous. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
But that's not saying it's better than this game. I'm saying, as a game, I massively fucking enjoyed it, and these are the scores that I would give it based on this game alone. I'm not going to take, like, I can't say Far Cry 5 is, compared to Mario Odyssey, Far Cry 5 is only a 7 out of 10. Because they're completely different games. And I'll enjoy them for different reasons. I mean, I would probably give Far Cry 4, a lot of people gave it a lot of flack, but I really fucking enjoyed it. Not as good as Blood Dragon, but whatever. But I'd say, in terms of enjoyment and like value for money, because I mean, I'm still playing that now. I'd say probably a 9 out of 10, personally. As an actual game, I'd say it's closer to a 7.
And is that being objective?
Yeah, that's me saying, me personally, I thought it was a really fun game, and I've got more than my money's worth out of it, and I'm still enjoying it to this day. But then if I've got to sit down and review it for somebody else to buy, I wouldn't just glaze over the faults that I've got with it.
Yeah.
Whereas you, I just go, I think you should play because it's fucking ace, I love it.
Yeah.
Whereas if people are going to go, oh, let's see what people, I know no one's going to say it, but if somebody says, let's see what PvP say before I buy it, you've got to be more open to criticism on it.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
You've got to be able to justify whatever that sort of final total may be.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they say, oh, it's perfect, and you go, okay, well, what about this? And you go, well, I don't care. Yeah. So, well, then again, though, you're not being objective. Yeah. You know, you are just sort of like most of the games that I like aren't probably the best games. Well, it's just that, you know, I enjoy them. But if I was being objective about it, then I'd give them an honest score. If that was my job to do so.
That's what I mean.
But to give it a 10, just, I don't know, I just don't buy it.
Well, Edge, to be fair, Edge don't just give 10s. That's why it's such a big deal, because they don't just go, well, it's a Mario game, here's a 10.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's,
no, I'm saying that's what they don't do. It's incredibly... Famitsu, which is like Japanese magazine, and Edge, it's incredibly hard to get a perfect score from them. That's why it's such a big deal.
Just fucking fuck off, Nintendo, you bunch of cunts. I'm sick to death of you. Do something new, you bunch of bellends.
What's your favourite Knights of the Old Republic game?
What, of all two?
Which one do you think's better, first or second one? As you, not as a journalist or a reviewer or anything. As you.
I really don't know.
Number two.
Like, two was fine. Like, with Nihilus and the Chin dude. I know that was...
That was the first one, Chin dude.
Yeah, no, it's the guy was all burnt up.
Is Kreia on the second one?
No, there's, like, the guy with, like, the... there's Darth Nihilus with a mask, and then there's a guy who's, like, covered in, like, lava, almost.
Yeah.
Shit, I can't remember his name now. But, like, he was a bad guy in it. But then the first one, it's like, you were Revan the whole time.
Yeah.
So I think, like...
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, 20-year-old game. But like, the story was better, and I much prefer the sort of the companions and stuff from the first one. But I think I probably enjoyed playing the second one more. Like, probably because there was more to do.
Well, the reason I brought that up, Dan, is because the first one got much better reviews than the second one.
Yeah.
However, it is, and feel free to comment and disagree if I am incorrect, but I am of the assumption that the second one is more preferred by players.
Mm.
And I would agree. I remember it was about 3 a.m, and you know, when, again, spoilers, when the Ebon Hawk, Kreia sabotages the Ebon Hawk and it crashes and all your companions die.
Yeah.
And I stood there trying to use force powers, trying to bring the Ebon Hawk back. I was that invested in it. But, I mean, the first one's great. I really do like the first one, but I genuinely prefer the second one. Mm. But as a reviewer, I would have to say the first one is better.
Yeah.
Not by much. Not, it's not like the first one's a 9 out of 10 and the second one's a 5 out of 10. It's probably like a 7 and an 8.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, I do absolutely prefer the second one. I don't know why. It's essentially the same game, just a different story and slightly more polished. But it did also have more bugs than the first one did as well. But I remember playing Star Wars Episode 3 on the original Xbox, and you was playing Knights of the Old Republic. What, I don't know, it was 1 or 2. And I remember you texting me, telling me, it's like, it's so good, you know, you can use Force Lightning, you can learn new abilities, like, graphics are great, it's like these big open areas and this and the other. And I'm like, meh.
Fucking licensed
Why?
Games.
No. It was on PlayStation 2, not Xbox.
Yeah, because I had, I definitely had both of them, but I'm sure that I would have been talking to you when 2 would have come out.
Well, I had, I was with you when I bought my original Xbox.
Yeah,
because we went to see. No, it was a different Star Wars game because we literally left the cinema after watching.
And then you went and bought an Xbox to, yeah, to get Revenge of the Sith
with Lego Star Wars and Revenge of the Sith.
See, the Lego Star Wars games actually weren't that bad.
Yeah, yeah, they're really good, but I was more annoyed I spent like £300 on Episode 3, the licensed video game.
Wow.
It was worth it, I suppose. The Xbox is still probably my favourite console.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that big radiator. Anyway, so yeah, Nintendo and Super Mario Odyssey got a fantastic 10 out of 10. Obviously, once I get a Switch, Dan, we'll play it and we will see if we agree.
I can tell you I won't, but sure.
Yeah, I guarantee Dan will sit there and go, this is shit, I hate it. And then he'll go and be like, man, I wish I had a Switch, I really want to play Odyssey. But I refuse to admit that it's good.
No, I'm honest about anything. Like, it's just, I'll sit there and I'll just go, it's fine, it's just, I don't get it. I think that's what it is.
You enjoy Tropical Freeze.
But that was the thing, I just enjoyed shouting at it. Because it wasn't like entertaining. It's like, oh wow, I'd get one just to sit home and play this on my own. It's like, well, no, it's because I was playing with you and I was getting frustrated and you were laughing at it.
It was fucking hard though.
and it's not. Yeah, I'd rather play Cuphead other than that, you know. Because I mean, there's a lot more sort of, I don't know. There's just a lot more atmosphere and style around it.
To be honest, from what I've heard, Cuphead's great and it's well worth like the. I can't remember if it's £16 or £19, one of the two. I was going to get it the other day.
Yeah, same.
And I didn't get it in the end. Mainly because it's only local co-op. Which is really annoying. What you can do, if you're playing on Steam, you can use the NVIDIA... I forgot what it's called now, where you can basically like share... you know, like the PlayStation 4 version of SharePlay? Mm. Where if you've got PlayStation 4, I can share my game online with you and we can play together as if you were in my living room. There's a similar thing on NVIDIA and you can do it that way.
Right.
If you've got it on the Xbox, it's local co-op only. Which is a bit annoying.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because me and Zoe really want to play it, but she didn't like Tropical Freeze because it was so hard. And apparently this is like harder. I can see me having to play it on my own until like you or James or someone's here.
Yeah.
And I think I'd get a bit too annoyed. But I'm definitely going to get Cuphead at some point in time. However, Dan, we have got more things to ramble on about.
Okay.
Both of these things, we're not going to go too in-depth, because we are going to do videos on them. Also, apologies. Should have done this at the beginning. We haven't really done a lot. I think we put two videos up in the last like week and a half. My computer is knackered.
it's not computer.
Yeah. So essentially, we are waiting on my new PC. It should be here within, like, all the parts should be here by
literally days.
Yeah, I'm hoping everything's going to be out tomorrow. Monitor, keyboard, mouse, and everything came today. So we're just waiting on the actual guts and innards. And then I'll actually have a fucking really good PC. So, yeah.
So you won't be able to tell when the quality changes.
Yeah, it's not going to affect the quality of the videos. It just means we're going to get more shit out faster.
Oh no, I mean more in the sense that, like, if we're doing GTA, like when we switch between my view and your view,
yeah,
it's super obvious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yours is just like the frame rate's a bit shit.
To be totally honest, the most of the negative about recording stuff like GTA is on my current computer, as soon as I load up like recording software, and obviously we've got Skype open and this, that and the other open, I have to drop everything. If I'm literally just playing it, I can just play it as normal. But if I want to record anything without it dying on its arse within 10 minutes, then I've got to drop everything down, which is massively annoying. But that will not be the case. So, these next bit of news, we're going to just skim through it because we're going to do a video on each one of them. The first one being the new Justice League trailer, Dan.
Can we agree, first of all, that Nintendo are a bunch of milking cunts?
No.
Please?
No.
Please, it'll make me happy.
One of the biggest games of the year, Dan, is A, Battlefield 1, and the new Call of Duty.
That was last year, you fucking penis.
Yeah, last year. That's what I said, didn't I?
You said this year?
Oh, sorry. One of the biggest games of last year was Battlefield 1, which you were super excited about. There's been more Battlefields than there have been Mario games.
Yeah.
So, you can't say Nintendo are milking bastards and refuse to acknowledge that they have good games when Battlefield, Call of Duty...
Well, that is one studio that's making that. That's an entire company just milking the same shit over and over again.
I'm pretty sure they have different divisions working on separate games.
Metroid, Zelda, Mario. Yeah, alright.
When was the last Metroid game, Dan?
There's one coming out.
Yeah, and that's why it's such a big deal, because there hasn't been one for fucking years.
Which is fine. Don't make them anymore. Just fucking burn them to the ground.
No. That's alright then. If that's the case, then there'll never be another Halo. There'll never be another Forza. There'll never be another Uncharted.
That sounds good to me.
No, it fucking don't. Well, the other two, yeah, but not Uncharted.
I've got a PS4, I don't care.
Oh, did you see the little cheeky picture that's inside Xbox One X?
There's like a Master Chief. It's
riding a scorpion.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I still don't want one.
I want a little Master Chief riding a scorpion, man.
It's all very well and good, but why don't you give people a new fucking Halo game? I'm sure they'd rather have that than something that they won't see, because it will void their console's warranty.
Yeah, you can just imagine people whipping it open, just going, oh, how cool is that? Trying to put it back together, yeah. Fucking it up, taking it back, and just, no, you opened it.
There's pictures all over the internet, you could just look at that. It's like, no, I wanted to make sure mine had one. It'll lose its resale value if it hasn't got it inside.
Yeah.
Did you see the download size for Forza?
Well, the new one.
Yeah. Without 4K textures, it's about 120 gig.
Wow, goodbye hard drive.
Without the 4K textures.
So if you want to add 4K, add another, 20 gig onto that?
Well, effectively, 4K is... you basically just got to do the same things, like... it's 10 1920 displays, isn't it? 4 1920 displays, or something like that.
Right.
So 120 times 4. Yeah. I don't think it actually works that way.
Probably.
Imagine it would, like, it'll probably be about maybe 10 gig or something like that, if that. But even fucking still.
That's a huge amount. I mean, it's a testament to how big I'm sure it is, but.
Well, not necessarily, because I was looking at. I think I was talking to you about this the other day. Because Metal Gear Solid 5 is free on PS Plus this month. I mean, I've got the physical one, so it don't matter. But I only installed it because I've now added the digital one to my library, so I don't need
it. You don't need it, yeah.
Yeah, to keep installing the physical copy. I'll just re-download the digital one now. Everyone's happy. Anyway, that was, I think it was 31 gig. Fallout 4 was only 30-something gig. The new Uncharted, The Last Legacy, which is DLC, was 52 gig.
Christ.
And that's definitely not as big as Fallout 4. Granted, it looks better, but that's about it.
Well, that's where most of it will be, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, because it is a great-looking game. But, I thought it was a game of this. Forza shouldn't be that big. No fucking chance. That's insane.
How big's the Crew 2 going to be?
Fucking hell. You're probably going to have to slap in a terabyte just to make sure it loads all right.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're talking about as like sea, air and land and like all the shit that goes on in between.
You know what I'd really like? Well, I wouldn't. Purely for joke value for all of like 10 seconds. You know, like say you download Forza and you haven't quite got enough hard drive space, then it just finishes and just does whatever it can. And you load up and it's like Garry's Mod where you just get like big error messages like where a car should be. I did actually download the new Gran Turismo demo yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Looked great. I don't think it looks as good as Forza, but I didn't play it in HDR, so I imagine it'll look a bit better in HDR. But yeah, it was alright. I'm not a big racing guy, but I was like, I'll give it a go. That was also about 51 gig for a fucking demo.
Jeez.
But yeah, it was alright. But
yeah.
if you are downloading Forza on your Xbox One and you've only got 500 gig hard drive space, you've only got 300 and something free after the OS and everything, you're going to have to delete a shit ton of games just to install it.
Yeah, there's a huge amount.
Well, the PS4, I believe, only, you have to install every single game, but it only does so much. But the Xbox One, you have to install the entire game. So even though you've got the disc, the full thing is installed on your Xbox.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming this was down to their original plan of the DRM and all that shit.
Mm.
But surely, if I have got said game installed, why have I got to keep putting a fucking disc in?
It is just to sort of prove that you've got it, I suppose.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, because you could just install it and I could give it to you.
Yeah, and then.
And then you've got it and you could use somebody else. So I do understand it. It's just massively annoying when you've got limited. They now got a terabyte on the Xbox One, so it's not that big of a deal. But I also have about 3 games installed.
Yeah.
It's not that big of an issue.
But yeah, PC's better.
Well, saying that, the what did I see? Battlefield. I think that was. I believe I could be completely wrong and I could be thinking of something else, but I think that's like 96 gig or something like that.
What? Which one?
The new one. Or
Battlefield 1.
It might be Shadow of War. I think it's actually Shadow of War.
Well, I can bloody tell you right now if you want.
Have a look.
I pre-ordered it.
I'm scared to look, like, load anything else up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your laptop will explode if it does more than one task at a time. Well, it's updating Steam, so we'll come back to that.
Alright, just randomly you just go 88 gig. Yeah, so something anyway I saw yesterday. Anyway, there's a new Justice League trailer, Dan.
Yeah.
I assume you've watched it. I know you've watched it because I asked you.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, yes. So actually the latest trailer, we won't go too in depth, we'll just skim over it and then we'll jump onto the other big trailer. The latest trailer revolves around living in a world without Superman. And the reason Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, The Flash and Cyborg have joined forces as they're going up against an enemy too powerful for any of them to take on alone. As I said, we are going to do more of a breakdown, possibly similar to the BVS one we did, where we speculated about this guy could be Thomas Wayne or it could be the Green Arrow. He wasn't. It was Bruce Wayne.
No, 70 Alfred. Gig.
It was Alfred. 70 gig. Fucking hell.
Leading Nora. That's a big old chunk of change.
That's quite a lot.
Oh, and it's already DLC. Got... Not recommended, not recommended, not recommended, not recommended, not
How?
Recommended.
It's not out yet.
It's got very positive overall, 83%.
Actually...
No, it is out.
Yeah, it's out yesterday. Came out yesterday. Yeah. I'll tell a lie.
I'll tell you what, let me read you the first one. Do not accept the terms and conditions. Okay, that's irrelevant.
Is it something to do with the...
microtransactions, probably. Yeah.
The loot boxes.
I only played about 6 to 10 hours on this game, offline and online. However, there is a few things... However, this is as I'm reading it. However, there is a few things that is bad and a few things that is good. Let's take the bad part. No. Monolith lied about a few things in their interviews and such. No advertisements in loot boxes in game to publish. Okay, I don't understand why that's a big issue, but whatever. Loot boxes. It's just talking about loot boxes and stuff. Fuck me. That's not relevant to the game, though, is it? For God's sake. The game is fun, but there's too many problems. Stuttering seems to have been caused by using an Xbox One controller. Unplugging the controller and restarting the PC stop the issue. Okay. But you might the whole game down for that.
That's your drivers, but more than likely, rather than the controller. And I'm pretty sure it's optimised for a controller, as it's on PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
To be honest, even if this has got... If they were all massively negative, I still think it looks mint. And I've never said the word mint. It must be good.
This is, again, microtransactions. Microtransactions gone mad. I'm glad I got it for free, considering 90% of the animations are from the first game. How lazy are you? Okay, well, I mean, that's a valid point, if that is the case. If all the animations are just basically the same. Basically, if you got a Batman Arkham game, and then your combos and moves and shit were all the same.
They are near enough the same, though, aren't they?
They're similar, but there's added ones in there.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of them. If it ain't broke, just make it look better kind of deals.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, because, I mean, that's just sort of like, you got it for free. Is it saying that for free it's not worth it? Because that doesn't seem quite right.
Well, what's he actually rated it?
It's just down.
Oh, I'm just down.
So it's like up or down, so it's like...
Some of them actually put like, it's like 8 out of 10.
Oh, I don't care. I didn't go that far.
We'll get it regardless.
Oh, fucking Christ,
because,
yes.
I mean, like, the actual reviews from the critics have been decent.
Yeah, but don't listen to us, for fuck's sake. Just make your own pissing mind up and stop
asking. I believe the last review we did was kind of just... I think it was Solar Crusaders.
Maybe.
That was more of a preview.
I guess. Kind of a demo sort of a thing-ish.
Yeah, and that was more so... Can you say some nice things about Solar Crusader, please? And we went, yeah. And then nothing happened.
Yeah.
To be honest, we have lost our traders, shall we say, for games, so we've kind of given up on it. We'll review them the way we want to review them now.
Yeah, but to be fair, we've always said that. It's like, we'll be honest, if you've got ideas or feedback, whatever, then fair enough. If it's just, if you want someone to stand around and suck your dick, then
you've come to the right place.
Yeah, that's literally, though, if we're talking about just rating your game, well, we're not going to do that.
Oh, no, I don't want
bring
to
us
that.
A dick and we'll suck it all day.
8 out of 10. To be fair, I'm not a massive fan. I mean, I think it was on one of the articles we did maybe a month or so ago. I've never been a fan of pressurized reviews, and a lot of, especially with Tech Beaver, I was sent particularly, I won't name publishers, but a lot of publishers sent me other things with games in order to sweeten the deal. And it always seemed to be, I'd have a very nice personal letter. It was like, dear Mr. Povey, blah, 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 blah. Also, please find in the package, and I'd have, like, I remember this one actually didn't matter because it was a good game anyway, but Tales of Hearts R, I got sent, like, the concept art book, and this big fucking map thing and a little figure, as well as a copy of the game.
And a hand job. Like,
and a hand job and fucking loads of backdoor stuff. But, but I mean, it's a great game, so that didn't really matter. But I also had the same treatment with Transformers. So it always seemed to be that if they knew the game was bad, I would get sent other things as well as the game.
Yeah, sway you.
Yeah, and that's how it always used to be. And it was, here's the game, but you can't, the embargo is on the 17th. And then you'd look, like, in the letter, and you're like, it doesn't come out until the 17th, so people aren't going to see this review until there's a possibility they've already bought it.
Yeah.
And it's usually the shit games that have that embargo that's on the day it comes out.
So no one can be pre-warned for
it. Yeah. So if it's something you're really excited about, and then it turns out to be wank, but you've pre-ordered it, because you've just gone, well, I'm really, really looking forward to it, then I never agreed with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the fact that now we can just go, this is shit. Don't buy it, man. But anyway, we also see, for the first time, Henry Cavill as Superman. Not for the first time, but in the new film.
Seen him as Clark Kent.
Yeah, you see him as Clark Kent. There's a funny... Did you watch the Mr. Sunday Movies video for their... Justice League breakdown?
I like the fact that you're saying, did I see the Mr. Sunday? I got you into Mr. Sunday movies.
Have you watched it?
Because I've seen it. Yeah, of course I have.
Oh, that's all right. It doesn't mean you've watched it.
Bleeding hell.
But it was the bit where they're on about him standing in the cornfield, and there's a possibility he might be doing a Donald Duck and he's got no pants on.
Oh, yeah. It's just like his hips are all displaced and he's just sort of like got a weird duck pose, yeah.
I honestly don't know why that was so funny, but it really was.
The thing is, though, I didn't see a duck there at all. But now that he said it, I was like, yeah, he's a duck. He's totally a duck in a field.
It's Howard the Duck. But, so we know in some capacity he's going to be in it. It seems to be that that was a dream.
Or a flashback.
Some kind. Or maybe a flashback, yeah. But as a whole, Dan, without going too in-depth, what are your first impressions of this action-packed trailer?
It's looking fine. I think it's just going to be some really cool action set pieces connected.
Well, it's good news, Dan. And I think this may... You may or may not know, and I think this may change your mind in some capacity, that Mr. Josh Whedon has took over the film.
Yeah.
So I think that is a... Obviously, it's bad.
Well, that was a while ago. I mean, he's reshot a bunch of shit as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, obviously, the reasoning for it isn't particularly great. Zack Snyder had a bit of a personal tragedy, so he's had to step away from it. Mm. And Josh Whedon's taken over. But I think that this is good news.
It would have been if he led the project. It wouldn't have been if he's coming halfway through. Because, I mean, you still got to go, well, I can't fix everything, but I'll do what I can. If they'd have been brought from the start, maybe he would have said, I'll just do what I did with the Avengers.
I think there's a good possibility that it's still going to go tits up, because I think, in terms of money, they're not going to let him reshoot the action sequences that are already done. Mm. I think all the reshoots will have been, apparently, according to sources, that it's a lot of the interactions with the Justice League, they was quite shit. So Whedon's reshot all the interactions where they're in the Batcave and they're all talking, but maybe the dialogue was a bit turd.
Yeah.
But I can't see Warner Brothers going, yeah, here's 28 million more, just go at it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because, I mean, that's what I mean. If it was just sort of like big set pieces that are connected together, it's those connections that are going to be the sort of like, oh, God, here we go. Well, more talking about trade disputes or whatever, like Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, okay, well, you need to be hyping up every next encounter, sort of thing.
Yeah, they've already got to build to the next big part of it before they even get there.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, it could work. I mean, it could turn out really well.
I don't know. I mean, it's just that the more I see it and the more trailers I see, I'm just sort of like, oh, God.
My biggest concern is that Cyborg is incredibly skinny. I really don't like... I mean, a load of people are whinging because it's just blatantly just too much CGI. It's like, he's a fucking cyborg. He's got to be... They're not going to get a real cyborg.
He's got to be CGI. There's ways around it, I think. Like, you know, a mixture of practical and CG, maybe. Or just make him look like a robot. Like, you know, big clunky parts rather
That's
than...
That's what I mean. He's...
He looks like a Transformer.
His legs and his arms look ridiculous. Like, him as Cyborg, he looks great.
Yeah, but in 10 years' time, he'll look shit.
Yeah, there's that as well, as CGI improves and along the years. Mm. There's talks that Spawn is being rebooted with a TV show first and then a film, but the budget's not going to be super massive.
Yeah.
And because of this good news, I was like, I'm going to watch the fucking film, and it looks awful. It looks so bad.
I bet it does, yeah.
I remember at the time, even then, I was like, this looks great, but it seems like they've literally poured all the money into the effects.
Yeah.
And then gone, shit, we haven't wrote a script. We ran out of money. But I also watched the animated film, and that was pretty good. Again, hasn't aged particularly great, but it was really good.
Yeah.
But I am still cautiously optimistic about Justice League. Especially after Wonder Woman. I know they started filming probably before Wonder Woman did, but...
Yeah, I mean, Wonder Woman was great, but I'm still sort of like, I don't know about this. I'm really unsure. I'm still excited for it. I still can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still go opening weekend probably.
But I'm just sort of like, oh, God, I know it's not going to be any good. I know it isn't, and that's a terrible thing to think. It's just that I'm almost positive that I'm right.
That's probably the best way to go in, though, Dan, because we went in really optimistic about BVS.
You did.
And we were both.
No, because my whole fucking argument was, I don't have high hopes for it, therefore I go in and it's a win-win for me, because either it's a bag of shit and I'm right, or it's great and I'm blown away.
Why would you want to be right, though?
Because I'm always right.
Not always right.
I'm always right.
Mario Odyssey.
Fuck you, Nintendo, you back.
Yeah, I knew that was great. But, no, I mean, like, I remember saying on when we did the trailer breakdown, I was like, even if the film's shit, at least we've got that Batman fight scene. It's
like, yeah, absolutely.
It's still fucking amazing. It's great.
And every now and then, I will still go and watch that in some capacity.
I really wanted to do my own, like, do like a PvP edit and just take out all the other bits that wasn't Batman and just make a Batman short film.
It would be short.
But, I never did. I'll give it a go. It can't be worse than... It's probably not going to be as good as Wonder Woman, but I imagine it'll be better than Suicide Squad.
Oh, fucking Christ, yes it will.
So, as long as it's better than Suicide Squad, I think I'll be marginally happy, I guess.
Yeah.
What does look good, though, Dan? Star Wars Last Jedi.
Hell, yeah.
Did you watch the extended trailer?
About
4.5 minutes?
No, there's only like 2.5 minutes that I watched.
Oh, I watched the extended one, Dan.
Oh, you'll have to send me a link to that.
Well, it's literally, if you put it in YouTube, it's the second choice.
All right. Because like the top one, like the day it came out, it had like 12 and a half million views or something ridiculous.
Well, on Sunday, it said there's the teaser trailer on Sunday, and it said tomorrow, the big trailer, like the main trailer hits. I'm like, fucking yes. And all day I was waiting, and then I went to bed, and I checked, and it still weren't there. And then I checked Tuesday, and it went live like, I can't remember, it was quite late Monday night when it went live.
Yeah.
I was like, man, just say Tuesday. Fuck's sake. But it was well worth the wait, though. But it's basically the trailer you watched, and then they put in like obviously the teaser trailer bits as well. And it's probably about 15 seconds of other stuff
right
as well. But so it's like 4.5 minutes long. But it looks great. And I am booking my tickets in exactly near enough an hour.
For December, bloody hell.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I need to see if it's just the midnight viewings you can book. I need, if it is, I'll have to wait.
I'm probably going to get the day off work, to be honest. If it comes out, I'll weekday.
I booked it today.
Yeah. Because that's what, like, when I saw Force Awakens, I went in on the day, and like, I saw it in 2D, and there's like no one there. Because it was a weekday.
Well, that's what this is on a Friday. So
yeah, I'll just do the same again then. Because it was so good. Because it was a really, really good film, and there was just no one in there fucking bothering us. Oh, it's so good.
Well, Chris, I'd already seen it, and Chris was round. And he's like, do you want to go see Star Wars? I'm like, I watched it last week. And he's like, he says, oh, I really want to go. I was like, well, I can't, because I think like Zoe was at work, and I actually had a little man. And that's not an innuendo. I was like, I can't, mate. And so he's like, fine, I'll go on my own. So he just went on his own. Didn't think to ask his girlfriend. Just went without
him. Oh, I don't know if I could never ever go to the cinema on my own. It's too weird.
I don't like going with people that are like, oh, what's going on here? So I don't know. I'm watching it with you. But like Zoe, we'll sit and chat. We'll watch trailers, whatnot. And then as soon as it comes up with like, this film has been rated, whatever, she's like, see you later. And give me a kiss. And we just shut up.
Good. That's the correct attitude.
Well, that's how it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. It should.
Don't get me wrong. I remember when we went to see Inception and she fell asleep. She woke up and she's like, what have I missed? I was like, all the film.
Literally all the exposition. Yeah,
I've been awake and I don't know what the fuck's going on. So you may as well just go away in the fucking car. But I mean, like, Zoe's dead cool for going to cinema and stuff with, like...
You're trying to pimp her out to me or something?
No, what I'm saying is, Dan, that if we go with Zoe, I haven't got to worry about that she's going to ruin your theatre viewing. And she's usually the one that turns around and complains about people talking. So I don't have to. But it looks really, 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 really good. And we see Snoke properly.
Yeah, he looks briefly. Fucking fucked.
Yeah. It seems to be the same version of the Snoke action figure that was leaked. I think it was last month or the month before. Seems to have the same robes on and whatnot. So we had already seen this particular instance of Snoke, but obviously this is the first time we've seen him properly. And everything, you know what I didn't like, Dan? I didn't like the stupid fucking Band-Aid thing he had on. Mr. Kylo Ren with his first
order. I
don't
know, I kind of like that. It's sort of like, it's like skin almost, it's like fish skin.
It just looks like they've just literally put a plaster on him, and they've gone, like, they've opened up the first order first aid box and everything's black.
It's not going to be a Flintstones one, was it?
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, man, could they not have just fucking lightsabered it and just fucking cauterized it?
Well, he was done with a lightsaber. It's pretty cauterized on the day.
So what's he got that on for?
It's to pull the skin, like you see him later on in the trailer. He's like, that scar's completely healed in.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean,
it's just a bandage thing.
Looks stupid.
He punches through a lift wall. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Like, I'm more annoyed that, like, we've already seen his new helmet via the action figure leaks. So this one that he smashes in the trailer is obviously not going to be the one he'll wear for the
majority
of the film.
Old. Yeah.
But I'm really hoping that he doesn't take it off as much, because he looks so badass as Kylo Ren, like full get up. As soon as he takes it off, he's just like, nah. he literally like the stunt double for fucking Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted. Which is cool, I guess. It looks pretty cool. Also, I am not particularly happy with the lines for Mr. Mark Hamill in the trailer.
What, that he was scared?
No. Like the lines themselves, they were okay, but the delivery on them didn't seem to be his best work. I don't know why. I've watched it 3 times now, and I've got the same feeling each time.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get that.
It might just be me, but it's... I don't know whether it's because of how good he does, like, the Joker, and even in Flash when he plays Trickster, which is essentially him playing the Riddler.
Yeah.
But he does a really, 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 really good job. And then it's only because Luke Skywalker was never the best acting role, realistically. When you're up against like Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and stuff,
yeah,
Mark Hamill never came across as a great actor. I mean, he is, but I don't know whether that is literally just in the writing.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's only so much he can do. And I don't know. It could just be me, like, trying to find nitpick. Because, I mean, like, I've watched it three times, and both times I've just been, all three times I've been, I can't fucking wait to see this.
Yeah.
This is certainly going to be so good.
Like, that's the thing. Like, every time I've seen a new Justice League trailer, I'm just sort of like, it just sort of makes it worse. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, there's only been two trailers for this.
Well, they had that week-long one, wasn't it? It was like 5 days where each on the Justice League Instagram, they'd delete, like, it'd be like,
oh, a little bit of
Wonder Woman bit. This
is a bit of a cyborg bit. Yeah.
And then they had the full one. And, I mean, I watched that and I was like, this looks pretty cool, to be honest. It could be better than BVS. But then there's certain bits in it where, I mean, like, I'm slowly going off Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I thought, like, after the initial fuck's sake, I was like, actually, it seemed pretty cool. But they've just made him into, like, a fucking bro. And it's like, okay.
It's like, you're supposed to be you're a king.
Yeah.
Fucking act like it.
I mean, like, I think Jason Momoa is a good choice. And he suits, like, he looks badass. Now we've gotten over the shit scale tattoos. But, like, now it's just like, I mean, like, when Cyborg catches him, he's like, my man. It's like, no. I'm all for Khal Drogo-ing him up, making him look fucking massive and pretty cool and stuff. Let's get over this Super Friends bollocks that ruined Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because he is actually a cool character. He's dead powerful, this, that, and the other. And then they're just making him into a bro. The Flash is, like, the super excited school kid. And, like, I mean, they've even given Batman funny lines and stuff. It's like, I'm still cautiously optimistic, but
yeah, I don't know if I am at this point.
I kind of wish the Star Wars trailer hadn't come out, like, the day after.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just, like, I watched the one, then watched the other, and I was just like, well, I know which one I'm definitely more excited for. Like, I know which one's got me more hyped up for.
Oh yeah, definitely. Even before we saw the trailer.
Yeah, pretty much. But then it's still sort of like, you know, it's the score and just like those trumpets. And then you see like Rey with a lightsaber and she's like breaking rock and stuff. Yeah. And Luke's just like, what the fuck? Like seeing someone like that go, what? Like when she's basically just turned up and said, right, I've used this lightsaber for the first time yesterday. I beat a Sith in training.
Yeah.
I think it's yours. We found you. Can you teach me? And then it's just like, yeah. Hey, all right. And then all of a sudden, she's just like, okay, I'm going to break the island apart.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what? I live here.
Yeah, stop breaking my house, man.
For fuck's sake. This is like
Fortnite.
Yeah.
But I massively agree. It's like, you got a super powerful Jedi like Skywalker. And then he's, I mean, I don't know if that line might not even be for Rey.
I mean, it's all edited in such a way where it's like, you know, when she's like, oh, I need someone to guide me, and then Kylo holds his hand out. It's just sort of like, well, I doubt that's probably who she's saying that to.
It looks similar because like the background stuff looks like they're in at least the same kind of place.
Yeah, but if you were editing that trailer and you wanted to make it look like Rey wasn't saying that to Luke, say.
Yeah.
All you need to do is just find someone who's got a similar light effect on their face and just stick that in there instead.
Yeah, which, I mean, there's a lot of red in the trailer. So it's not, like I say, it wouldn't be hard to find the light. They might even actually edit it to make it look similar anyway, just for the trailer.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't know how much of that is actually going to make it in there.
Well, look at the first trailer, where we saw the bit where Luke's with R2 and you see his, like, prosthetic hand. That wasn't even in the fucking film. It's in this one.
It was in the Force Vision bit.
Yeah, that literally, that one, like, 1.5 second bit.
Yeah.
But like the rest of it was actually all for this one.
Hmm.
But that was also another good point in the Mr. Sunday Movies, where was it a flashback or was it a flash forward?
What do you mean?
Her Force Vision. Was it?
Oh, the one that she had in the Force Awakens.
Yeah. Or was it actually seeing the future?
Maybe if she was coming up against the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, because I mean there were still people there.
Yeah.
So but I just don't know.
It's pretty obvious that bit where Luke's hand comes out from underneath all the debris is the destruction of his Jedi
Temple. Like the training grounds.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or is that after Rey's finished training and she has trashed everything? He's like, for fuck's sake. This is why I don't have nice things.
Yeah.
But no, it just genuinely looks fucking great. Quite tear-jerky with Miss Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I like that with like Kylo. It appears as if he's about to shoot at like the bridge or something, where she's clearly stood and he's like second guessing himself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be so good.
I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna book my tickets very shortly. So hopefully that's on opening day as well. So I'm hoping you get to see it. I hope we both get to see it opening day.
Basically, yeah, that's kind of how I want it to go down, is the fact that we both see it the same day, come home, record something straight away, so it's both fresh, fresh
for
our minds.
The last one.
Yeah, exactly.
And we did the same for BVS as well, I believe. Actually, yeah, I did, because I rang you. You text me saying, I've just come out, and I literally rang again. I'm in the car, I'm coming home now.
Yeah,
so that ideally, that's what we'll do, but... obviously, it all depends on the viewing times. Yep. Now then, Dan, we're not going to talk anymore about Star Wars, because I think we should do a video on it.
Yeah.
We'll do another breakdown. So, what the fuck's coming up on the channel?
Probably got some GTA, I suppose.
Yeah.
Some other bullshit, I suppose.
I want to do some Garry's Mod.
Oh, really?
No. Because we haven't done any Garry's Mod for literally about a year and a half.
Brofors?
We did Brofors recently, Dan.
I know, but I like Brofors.
I also like Brofors, but I feel we need to extend ourselves out. Fortnite! We'll do some Fortnite.
Can you not just play games that I want to play, please?
No.
Oh.
You had your chance.
I know what I'm going to do, though, is that I want to get you into something that I like, that I know that you've either never tried or just really not into, just to see if I can kind of sell it to you, like if we're playing together.
Because I know what the choices are going to be. It's going to be some shitty RTS, it's going to be Star Trek, or it's going to be some kind of space thing like, what's that game you play, Elite Dangerous? That kind of stuff.
Elite Dangerous is good. The thing is, though, I wouldn't want you to play Elite Dangerous, because then that means I'd have to play with you, and I know what your sort of dexterity is like for complicated controls and things, and you go,
an Elite Dangerous video.
No, because you'll fucking wind me off.
I saw a video. Oh, man, what's the free shitty... Well, it's quite popular. Eve Online.
Oh, yeah.
I read an article the other week about like the biggest heist in EVE Online, and basically there's this guy who was like basically a god on EVE, and he was like super powerful, and he had actually people working underneath him on the ships and stuff.
Right.
And for like literally like 6 months or something, his second in command was planning to double cross him.
No way.
And he had all the passwords and stuff, and he was like all the privileges and all the stuff for the ships and whatnot. And whilst this guy was I think it was on Discord, this guy was like offline, but he was online on Discord, but it was like I think it was like a peer offline or something, and he waited until this other guy, it said like last seen X amount of hours ago, because he knew he'd be asleep, and as soon as he saw it, he just started like transferring all his credits and stuff to like this other faction, and that they like got rid of all the shits, all the weapons and stuff.
Oh god.
And it worked out like it was the equivalent of like 10 or like 100 billion or something stupid like that, and it was like 14 years of work. and he just like woke up, and as it was happening and and he got banned as well, the guy did, who lost everything, because he sent loads of threats and asked for like this guy's real address and whatnot, which is against the terms and conditions, so we got a ban.
Oh no. Oh no.
He lost 14 years of work, and
and
whilst the ability
well.
Play the game.
Fucking Christ. Oh, I'll tell you one thing that you will be able to get, though. Star Citizen.
Yeah, that should work on my new one.
Yeah, it definitely will, yeah. So we can do a bit of that.
Should give it a go. I probably won't like it.
I don't know. I mean, that's FPS. That's wandering around and talking and flying ships and doing cool shit.
Give it a go.
Yeah,
I'm open to anything. Yeah. You know what else will work, Dan? I can replay Space Engineers.
Oh my god, yeah, Space Engineers. Alright, okay, we'll do some of that.
That's stopped working since like the last two updates.
Yeah.
So,
we'll just do a bunch of bloody nonsense.
Yeah, we'll just play some stuff. I'll have a new PC, so I'll want to play loads of things.
Yeah.
So, that's what's coming up on the channel. You can go to the website, which is www.podcastfirstplay.com. Or .co.uk, go to YouTube, which is youtube.com/podcastversusplayer. You can follow us on Twitter @podcastplayer. Oh my god. Or you can follow us on Instagram @podcastversusplayer, or you can drop us an email playervpodcast@gmail.com. Now then, Dan, let's play everyone's favourite game. What is on your monitor?
Right, which side are you going for?
I can't remember what I went last time, so I'm going to say left.
Okay, right.
No, left.
No. you might get this. This is a picture that you've sent me, I believe. So it's a picture you've taken on your phone of something on your television, and then you sent it to me.
Can I have more of a clue?
It is a game and something that happened in that game.
Is it? Hold on. Excuse me. was it a sneeze?
No.
Is it a PlayStation 4 game?
Possibly. I can't remember what you've got it on, but I think it is.
I'm assuming if it's on the TV, it'll be
PS4. Oh, it's just changed. Never mind. Right, okay, next one. This is something in your house.
Just something in my house. Is it my X-Wing knife holder?
No, but that was on there. Not too much, man. Actually.
BB-8 cookie jar?
Nope.
Something in my house. Is it the dog?
No, it's something that you bought, then you took a picture of it to show me.
Ooh, is it? Sofa.
No.
Oh. Can I have a clue?
It's not in the living room.
So it's in a. Is it in the kitchen?
That's not what I said. I said it's not in the living room.
Is it my guitar?
Yay!
Yay!
There you go, it's on the stairs.
Got it in one.
Yeah, almost.
I'm going to edit all the other stuff. There we go. That's all right.
Yeah, not too bad. It's a reasonable attempt this week.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to see what's on Dan's monitor on the next podcast, obviously you're going to have to tune in and listen to the very end, because that's when we do it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth keeping it fucking tuned in for.
Yeah, it's the new hit game show of the year. Game shows! There'll be more game shows.
Probably. Guess things that you can't see. Yeah.
I just want to say as well, on the script, I've actually put, and alongside me as always, is the tallest pirate in history. It's Capitaine Blue Balls.
What the fuck was that entire sentence you just said?
On the podcast script, right. Your intro was, and alongside me as always, is the tallest pirate in history. It's Captain Blue Balls himself.
Right.
Dan. But I've put Tourlettes and Capitan.
Yeah, that's my band name.
Capitan. The Blue Balls.
Capitaine and the Tourlettes.
You definitely need to do that. I can see you being like some kind of like ska reggae.
Oh, God. Band. No, fuck that.
Yeah, definitely.
No, a Philharmonic Orchestra. That's. I want to be ruining a Philharmonic Orchestra.
With, like, drum and bass and...
No. The drum...
You said you wanted to ruin it, so I thought of one of the worst things I could possibly think of.
No, I just mean that, you know... Like,
oh, you're just falling over.
Yeah, like falling headfirst into a tuba. No, I mean, like, you know, it's sort of like Morecambe & Wise, you know, they got Andre Priv in there, they're going to do the big piano thing, and then they keep looking up. But, like, I go for the solo, which is, like, me like, with a violin or something, and I just put the violin down and get, like, a wobble board out. I just go,
Do you have to do it exactly like Rolf Harris, though?
Yeah, and then go, thank you! and it just wait for applause, and just nothing happens, and then people just start filing out.
That, yeah, because they wouldn't even like boo you or anything, because they'd be like all civilized and stuff.
Yeah, just be like, oh, come on, Deirdre, we're leaving.
I want to see where this is going. It's an interesting turn of events.
Yeah, because then I'll start serving cheese and apple and crackers on the wobble board as I go round.
How do you intend to do the wobble board whilst serving up food?
No, it'll just be a tray. It doesn't wobble as well.
Oh, so you're not wobbling as you serve. You just
not unless I can get like a bit of cheese on the end and then like sort of like do a wobble and then it flicks up and then lands in someone's mouth. And then I'll get a round of applause for that.
That's a show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll do that. I'll just have like multiple cheese bits on the end of it and then wobble and then they all land in respective people's mouths.
So coming up on the bloody channel is Dan just bombarding orchestra shows with a wobble board and some cheese.
Basically just going there, a bit pissed maybe, just throwing cheese at people.
Why do you have to be drunk at every hall you go into?
Because why else would you be there?
Well, I remember the last time I remember you going into a theatre hall, you drank 3 tables worth of wine.
Yeah, and?
And I actually remember leaving you with our good friend G and saying, you need to make sure he gets on the train with you. He's like, yeah. And then I ran to get the bus because it was the last bus home. And I just happened to look out the window and I just saw G going to the train station. He was like, I just rang him. I was like, where the fuck's Dan? He's like, I don't know. Fuck's sake. And that's what I believe you was with. Other people, and you slept outside Comet or something like that.
No, we stayed up all night sitting on Asda's car park because they got like a... Oh, no, it might be Tesco, actually. No, I think it was Asda because they got like a 24-hour Asda. So we just sat like in the disabled spot in like a circle and just talked all night. It's great.
Like cool kids. Anyway, enough about this stuff. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, can I go now?
Yeah. Bye. All right,
next podcast, we'll do a D&D catch-up as well because we've had like 3 other sessions since that point.
We do need to catch up on that. But this has gone on for far too long.
Agreed.
As it is. So, bye everyone. Thank you for joining us. I forgot to do the podcast shout out for sponsor. So, I'm just going to edit it in somewhere.
Sure. Prize for if you find it, I guess.
Yeah, you'll know where it is because we'll be like, Justice League trade was all right. This podcast is bored. Justice League.
Yeah, just get Zoe to do it and just put it in randomly.
Yeah. Right, let's get out of here.
Right, fizzle.
Bye.